Well, today's reading is very appropriate for Advent. It's all about our Lord Jesus Christ being the Messiah and curing the sick, enabling the mute to speak, the deformed would be healed, the lame would walk, the blind would be able to see, and the crowd would be fed in abundance. It was always the prophecy that the Messiah would bring a time of great miracles and graces and healings, as well as an abundance. And notice the Lord takes 7 loaves and 2 fish, and he multiplies them and is able to feed a crowd of thousands of people just with the 5 loaves and 2 fish. So we see that Jesus is the fulfillment of the long-awaited Messiah, that he brings blessing, he brings abundance, he brings plenty. And we see that in today's gospel from St. Matthew. But it's also interesting to note in this Advent season how Jesus fulfilled every Old Testament prophecy. That there, when we look at the Old Testament prophecies, it said that the Messiah, of course, will be born of woman. He will be born in Bethlehem. He will be born of a virgin. He would be from the line of David, a descendant of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He'd be of the tribe of Judah. He would be the heir to David's throne. That he would be anointed, called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. That he would spend time in Egypt. That during his birth there would be a massacre that would take place around the time of his birth. And that a messenger would be sent to prepare the way for the Messiah. That, of course, was John the Baptist. It was also predicted in the Old Testament that the Messiah would be rejected by his own people, but that he would be a great prophet preceded by Elijah, who obviously appeared at the Transfiguration, that he would be called a Nazarene, that he would be the light of Galilee, that he would speak in parables and heal the brokenhearted and cure the sick and raise the dead, that he would be a priest in the order of Melchizedek, that he would be praised by little children, and yet at the end of his life he would be betrayed, that a price of money would be placed upon his head, he would be falsely accused, he would be spat upon and struck and hated, he would be crucified with other criminals, he'd be giving vinegar to drink, his hands and feet would be pierced, he'd be mocked and ridiculed, soldiers would gamble for his garments, and yet his bones would not be broken, and that God would not forsake him, and he would pray for his enemies, his side would be pierced, he'd be buried with the rich, and rise from the dead, and then ascend to heaven at the right hand of the Father, and that he would offer his life as a sacrifice for sin. Isn't that an amazing list? Those are the 44 Old Testament prophecies that Jesus himself fulfilled. And you can look them up online. Just type in Messianic prophecies fulfilled in Christ, and you'll see all those things that the Lord fulfilled. Every Old Testament prophecy that predicted the Messiah is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. And that's why we have the reading today during Advent, that we look forward to the second coming of Christ, when he comes again to judge the living and the dead.